You guys on the fence about the COVID vaccines?
I mean, they made it so quick.
I get it. It's an important decision. It may help to know that these vaccines were the most tested in history.
Yeah, but don't the shots give you COVID-19?
No, none of the vaccines contain the live virus, and it's impossible to get it from the vaccine.
And the side effects?
Some people have a strong reaction, but the symptoms are less severe than actually getting COVID-19. Ask questions. Get the facts.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
The lights in the harbor don't shine for me. Drift on the sea of a heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on the sea of tears, sea of a heartbreak. Heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. How I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on the sea of tears, sea of a heartbreak.
Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight showers. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows.
puts a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. Shadows wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love.
In his tin cup, I did drop it, and I heard him say as I made my retreat, "May the bird of paradise fly up your nose, may an elephant caress you with his toes, may your wife be black with runners in her hose, may the bird of paradise fly up your nose." My laundry man is really on his toes. Found a $100 bill among my clothes. When he called me, I came running, gave him back his dime for phoning, and I heard him saying as I turned to go, "Hey, the bird
knows.
I was way behind one day to catch a train. The taxi driver said, we'll make it just the same. A speed cop made it with us, and as he wrote out the ticket, I stood by politely waiting for my change.
Bill Bird of Paradise, fly up your nose. An elephant caress you with his toes. Yeah, you might be plagued with runners in her hose. Bill Bird of Paradise, fly up your nose. Bill Bird of Paradise, fly up your nose. An elephant caress you with his toes. Yeah, you might be plagued with runners in her hose.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead with all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy and a wine. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and that smoke's a-blowing black as coal. My hometown's a-coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home
down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been.
Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Up his case and he said, I'll start this show, and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this.
Oh.
When the devil finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been. He played, found the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, a picking out dough. Granny, will you don't fight, no child, no.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. Line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
DJs knows that I'm an outlaw. They'd never come to see me in this dive, where bikers stare at cowboys who are laughing at the hippies who are praying they'll get out of here alive. Loudmouth in the corner's getting to me, talking about my earrings and my hair. I guess he ain't read the signs that say I've been to prison. Someone ought to warn him before I knock him off his chair. Cause my long hair just can't cover up my redneck. I've won every fight I've ever fought, and I don't need some turkey telling me that I those
ticket that he bought.
'Cause I can sing all them songs about Texas. And I still do all the sad ones that I know. They tell me I look like Merle Haggard and sound a lot like David Allen Coe. And the barmaid in the last town that we played in knew the words to every song I'd wrote. She said Jimmy Rabbit turned her on to my last album just about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, Johnny Cash helped me get out of prison long before Rodriguez stole that goat. I've been the Rhinestone Cowboy for so long I can't remember, and I can do you every song Hank Williams ever wrote. And I can sing all them songs about Texas.
And I still do all the sad ones that I know.
I can't help it, I look like Merle Haggard, and I sound a lot like David Allen Coe. But the country DJs all think I'm an outlaw, and they'd never come to see me in this dive where bikers stare at cowboys who are laughing at the hippies who are praying they'll get out of here alive. The loudmouth in the corner's getting to me, talking about my earrings and my hair.
I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home. Last night I went to sleep in Detroit City, and I dreamed about those cotton fields and home. I dreamed about my mother, dear old papa, sister and brother. I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting for so long. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home. Home folks think I'm big in Detroit City, from the letters that I write they think I'm fine. But by day I make the cards, by night I make the bars. If only they could read between the lines.
'Cause you know, I rode a freight train north to Detroit City, and after all these years I find I've just been wasting my time. So I just think I'll take my foolish pride and put it on a southbound freight and ride, go on back to the loved ones, the ones that I left waiting so far behind.
I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home.
on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. My love is making music with my friend, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
Hello, walls. How'd things go for you today? Don't you miss her? Since she up and walked away, and I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. Only walls I'll keep you company. Hello, window. Well, I see that you're still here. Aren't you lonely? Since our darling disappeared. Well, look here, is that a teardrop in the corner of your pain? Now don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away and left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, ceiling.
Hello.
I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep. So won't you bear with me a while? We must all stick together, or else I'll lose my mind. I've got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Again. In your eyes, you've already spent my thighs, in your eyes.
Think I look about Mondays. Could it be like Saturdays when you don't get to go to work? Every day is a holiday. I wake up when I want to. I do anything I want to do. Can't wait for Tuesday. I really never like Fridays.
I don't
can't do what I want to do.
Like you.
So loud at the movie.
Yeah.
Can't eat at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Everybody want to get tight. Put the porch for a cigarette smoke. I think I'll stay home. I think I'll wait for Monday. Never a 5-day weekend. I got a year-long holiday. Thank God it's Monday. Only 27 gotta be. Is it the show on the first tee? Thank God for our irony. Never mind the aggravation. My jubilation. Give me another key.
I tell you I like Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Cause I kinda like Christmas.
New Year.
Come to think about Wednesday.
Thursday.
I'm a little like
every
Hawthorne.
Every day.
Thursday, Thanksgiving.
I'm talking about good living.
I think I can't bitch.
Thank God it's Monday.
I know.
Thank God it's Monday.
My God.
Thank God it's Monday.
Monday is devil.
Thank God it's Monday.
Thank God it's Monday.
My God.
Thank God it's Monday.
Don't shed any
tears.
Thank God it's Monday.
dream night of your way. It's not so easy for me now. After time has passed your way, things we thought of yesterday. Come back now, come back now.
B-side from the Pixies, doing Neil Young's Winter Long. I probably should have waited till next week because technically the solstice is a week from Monday, which would be to say that's when winter is starting. Let's keep the Pixies as my background music as I wrap up that set of music. Pixies there again, Winter Long, Neil Young penned. I know, right now you're going, dude, where's my Brenda Lee mock? We're going to get to it. I know we're past midnight, but just be patient. You made it this far. Hey, before the Pixies, how about some NoFX doing Thank God It's Monday, my last song that name drops Hanukkah in the lyrics of the four songs I had chosen for the first 3 hours of my show. Before the NoFX from the Regretfully Yours album, some Super Drag and Sucked Out, and start off the entire set with yet my third song that name drops Hanukkah, because today on my calendar showed Hanukkah, so I wanted to play some songs to celebrate the season of Hanukkah with Beck doing the little drum machine boy. I know, again, I said we've got this mock to get to, but before I get to the mock, I do want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae to hip-hop to doo-wop and all those stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music that you want. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs, and it doesn't matter how big or small your collection is. You can visit Attic Records today in Millvale or call them up at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. Hey, don't forget, I'm going to just tell you now, and I'll tell you after this set and the next set. In 2 weeks, I will be doing a show on Christmas Day. So if you have a Christmas request or at least a song you want to hear, shoot me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com so that I can get that primed up and ready for you for Christmas Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Knorr with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Prostate cancer is the most common cancer for men, but African American men are more at risk. That's primarily because it's often diagnosed when it's more advanced. The good news is that diagnosed early, most prostate cancer can be treated effectively. If you're a man over 50 or have a family history of prostate cancer, talk to your doctor today about a test. For more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
All right, let's get the appropriate background music to get into the mock. I know it's about 10 minutes past. It's already 10 minutes past midnight, so Mockster, you are slacking a little bit. We have a Brenda Lee mock to get into it. It's her 76th birthday. December 11th, 1944 is when she was born. So let's not hesitate. I've got a dozen songs lined up for this one. I had to cut them back. So these are songs that were originally recorded by, or first released, I should say, by Brenda Lee. And I am starting off the set of tonight's mock with a little Sandy Denny.
is early, but there's a fire that whispers hurry. Darling, please turn out the light and lock the door. Come and lay down here beside me and tell me you need me and love me like you never.
Here comes
stay. Ever since you went away, let me say I ain't too proud to be. Baby, I ain't too proud to be. Down on my knees, begging and pleading, I'd kill the world for one more squeeze. Let me say I'm lonely, 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 feeling for ya.
Never grace the centerfold of Playboy magazine, and chances are you'll never see her on the silver screen. But she's by far the biggest star the world will never see. But she don't shine for the rest of the world. She's too busy shining on me.
Shine on, shine on,
shine on, though the world may never see.
Won't you shine on?
shine on, shine on your sweet love on me. She won't be asked for autographs like all the movie stars. She won't wear Paris fashions or ride in chauffeur cars. But in her jeans, she's the sexy dream that they'd all like to be. But she don't shine for the rest of the world. She's too busy shining on me. Shine on, shine, shine on, shine on, though the world will never see. Oh, my baby, won't you shine on, shine, shine.
The sun comes up and brings the dawn as usual, and I awake, I find you gone as usual, but I can't find the way to let this crazy heart of mine. Forget, I pretend you're still beside me as usual. Each evening I take a walk as usual. I make believe that we still talk as usual. People always stop and stare. I guess they just don't see you there. Don't they know you'll always be right here as usual? Today I looked into my mirror as usual. I told myself that you're still here as usual. And as I stood there telling lies, the tears began to fill my eyes. 'Cause I know I'm only fooling myself as usual.
Eddie Arnold wrapping up the first set of music here of a Brenda Lee mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Let's figure out what songs you heard in that set of music. Before the Eddie Arnold, how about something from George Jones doing Shine On? Before that, Marshall Crenshaw name-dropping Brenda Lee with his song I'm Sorry, But So Is Brenda Lee. Nick Lowe from about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, a single he put out doing Here Comes That Feeling. Percy Sledge in there as well doing his version of if this is our last time, and start off the entire set of that set of music with Sandy Denny doing her version of the song in the background. Let's jump the broomstick. That's half the songs. I picked out a dozen, not a baker's dozen, not just under a dozen. I picked out 12 songs that I wanted to hear and play as far as part of this Brenda Lee mock. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get back into it with how about something from Dottie West. Doing one of Brenda's biggest hits, if not the biggest hit from Brenda. It's I'm Sorry here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
I'm sorry, so sorry that I was such a fool. I didn't know.
DJ Heim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
Welcome, everybody. I want to start today off and start the week off with something we really haven't done in about 6 weeks, which is just kind of go over what's going on with COVID, because things have changed pretty dramatically over the last 6 weeks. We've not done the weekly COVID updates that at one point we were doing. My thought was, first of all, with so much else going on, there's no shortage of things to talk about. But also, let's really give this Omicron wave 4 to 6 weeks to burn through and see where we are once we close in on mid-February. And for the most part, in the United States, things are looking so much better that there are now what I would call serious discussions about moving into the endemic phase, whereas before there was a lot of kind of hear no evil, see no evil, let's just go back to pretending everything is normal. Things are not normal now, but the discussions about next steps make a lot more sense. And as I've said before, before we look at the numbers, if there is not a more deadly new variant, there is sort of nothing else to wait for before we figure out what will things be like with this as an endemic thing. Now, endemic doesn't necessarily mean no risk. And to many people, it still means a risk. But the question is sort of, if not now, when? Because if we are moving into an endemic phase with no really serious new variant for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, what are we going to do over those 1, 2, or 3 years? If not now, what would be different in 2 years if the situation remains sort of as it is now? Now, one caveat to that is, even though cases are dropping dramatically, as I will soon show you, it's going to take some time for the hospitals to empty out. We are still seeing hospitals quite full right now because of the wave's peak now many weeks ago. And it will take some time for that to abate, assuming there's no new really contagious and or deadly variant. But let's look at where we are right now. If you look at the United States, daily cases are now down from an insane peak of 800,000 cases a day, all the way down to 239,000. Now, that's still a lot. It puts us sort of at the Delta peak, but with a variant with significantly lower rate of hospitalization, that's down about almost three quarters. You look at some individual states, you look at New York. New York peaked at 75,000 cases a day and is down to about 8,000, you know, almost a 90% reduction. You look at Massachusetts. Massachusetts peaked at about 24,000 cases a day, down all the way down to 3,000. Okay, that's a massive, massive reduction. Even places like Texas, seeing a reduction only about 50%, but still going in the downward direction. And then when you look globally, the decline is earlier. We are earlier in the decline. We had gotten to 3.3 million global cases a day, now down to 2.7 million. So there are parts of the world that are nowhere near doing well, as we would say. And we will talk about some of those in a moment. But the important thing for our purposes is that we are seeing countries, states, school districts start to talk about what are the next steps? Now, in terms of vaccinating kids under five, there's the hope. I mean, I think that the most optimistic prediction is by March that may start. It's plausible it's not going to be March, and it could be April maybe, or maybe even May. But you were starting to see a lot of places make decisions about travel. For example, Australia, which has been one of the tightest, strictest places since the start of the pandemic, will be reopening borders to international travel, as reported by the BBC. That's from this morning. So Australia starting to open. There are a number of additional European countries that are moving towards what we might call an exit from the pandemic. Italy, Switzerland, and Finland are going to be easing restrictions and guidelines. Germany and Belgium so far are not, but many other countries, Denmark and others,